Now, the problem with this is there's a terrible distortion here. If it was 90% acceptance and the kids felt 90% accepted and only 10% rejected, I guess they could live with that. But what if you focus on the 10% rejection? What do they think you see? Have you ever had kids say, "You never say anything good. You never see anything good I do." Do you ever have kids say that? Because all we do is we focus on the negative here. We focus on the rejection. And when we focus on the rejection, 25-1, they think that's all we see. And when they're little especially, they're much more influenced, much more damaged. Because they really truly believe there's something wrong with them. Because these gods, these huge giants in their life, are saying, "This is wrong and that's wrong." And they come up with an "I'm not okay" message. I'm not okay. Because all they hear from their parents is the negative stuff. And they hear it over and they hear it over and they hear it over and over. Now what they tell us is, for every negative, what we really need for every negative, to counteract one negative, you need 10 positives. Can you see how far out of proportion we are? One guy told me that the father told the young girl, "You're not pretty, but you are smart." What do you think of that? Do you know how devastating a comment is like that? "You're not pretty, but you're smart." What will that girl hear? What will just sink down into here? This guy told me that wasn't a stroke, that was a tattoo. That went deep and that scarred forever. Do you think I could come across and give her 10 good ones and eliminate that bad one? I want to tell you, there's going to be a lot of work done there. There can be terrible traumatic damage done to the ego and the person's self-image when this kind of stuff is going on. The point of this is that criticism is the same as rejection. And when I'm criticizing my kid, I don't say, "I'm criticizing you now," but I say, "Will you please hurry up?" Or, "That looks good, but it wasn't done quick enough." I'm giving and taking away. And whenever I criticize, I'm rejecting that child. And as I said, it can be addiction. When I've worked with people and told them to stop criticizing, they've got their negative antenna out, and they're always, always trying to criticize, looking for something wrong. They're always nitpicking. They would make great quality control supervisors or quality control experts at the factory on the space launch or something, but they're terrible for raising kids. And they feel, as to do their job as a parent, that they need to be criticizing that kid and pointing out what's wrong with that kid. And in the average home, as we said, there's one good stroke for 25 bad strokes. And the child perceives, since we concentrate on what's wrong, that they're not acceptable and they're not okay. And that's a sad message to get across to the child. They literally believe that they're not okay. Kids need strokes. They have a stroke bank. They can have a stroke deficit. A stroke is recognition. A stroke is you're okay or you're not okay. It can be positive or negative. And all this criticism, all this rejection is destroying the child's self-image and their confidence. And when you say that's not right or this isn't good or that's not right, we're criticizing most of the time. Now be honest with me. If your kid comes home with 7 A's and 1 C, what are you going to see? "My little boy," you'll see the A's, uh-huh. "My little boy wanted to play baseball. And I was living through my little son here. I never had a good coach. And I pitched, but I realized that I didn't have a good coach and I didn't get the help I wanted. So he decided he wanted to play ball and he wanted to pitch. We made a mound in the backyard. We took him down to San Diego and had videotapes taken. This is an 11-year-old kid, people.